the Patient's Bill of Rights Plus looks at patient protections, such as elimination of gag clauses that prevent from physicians from telling the patients what all their alternatives are, access to specialists. So if you need an orthopedic or a bone surgeon or a heart surgeon, which is what I do, if you need a heart surgeon, you can have access to that heart surgeon. Things like continuity of care, that if you are in a health care plan and they drop your physician, that you, if you're pregnant, you can stay with that physician throughout the postpartum period. Using prudent layperson standards, so if you think you're sick, you can go to an emergency room and you'll be covered, even if it turns out to be indigestion instead of a heart attack. Those are the strong patient protections that we have in our bill. The Democrat, the Kennedy bill, has many of those patient protections as well. Where we go further is to address quality issues, how to invest in measuring what quality is, information systems to disseminate that around the country, and then a third component to improve access through full deductibility, 100% deductibility of the insurance cost for self-employed individuals. And also, we improve access and by creating a more open system towards medical savings accounts where you can direct your own care. If you want alternative medicine, you can buy it. You use your own medical savings account. The Kennedy bill doesn't have either the quality component or the access components. What it does have is what you mentioned, and that that is an ability to sue that brings the trial lawyers into the examining room in effect. And I'm very concerned about that, and I'll fight that on the floor today and tomorrow. I think we ought to fix the system, fix what's broken, instead of having unlimited lawsuits come into this examining room and this treatment room, which will drive healthcare costs sky high. And when you do that and your premium starts going up 10 and 15%, what happens? People start dropping their insurance. The Kennedy bill would end up putting about 1.8 million people to the ranks of the uninsured because of the increase in cost, in large part driven by the trial lawyers.